reach down and wiped our tears away. Stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away.
Remnant. Welcome to 7x70. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard coming to you live from the Radio Ranch. An unseasonably warm day today in the mid-70s, this October 10th, 2024. Supposed to be fall, but we've got summer weather. Hey, it's cooling off, though. Cool weather tonight. Got a cool front blowing in. It'll be more fall-like here for the next, probably for the rest of the fall, but starting tomorrow. But again, thanks for tuning in. Got the phone lines open tonight, 307-745-5913. And would love to take your call. We're going to open up in prayer. I hope that you open up your day and all that you do in prayer as well. Dear God, Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your infinite mercy, Lord, for your mercy in your wrath. Lord, thank you for being faithful and true to your word, for hearing and answering the prayers of the righteous. Lord, that your word says when your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and cry out to you, that you will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you that we see you do that. We experience and live you with the results of you doing that. And we thank you. Thank you for this opportunity here to be at the Radio Ranch microphone, Lord, to share your word and some current events with the remnant. I pray your blessings on the remnant, Lord, on those that love you, those that have chosen to serve you and to follow you, not just to accept you as Savior, but to have you as King and Judge and Lawgiver. And I thank you for that. Bless them, strengthen them, Lord. Let their Lord, let them have plenty. Let their provision not run out, Lord. Let them have plenty. Let their cup overflow, that, Lord, they would have plenty for themselves and plenty for others. And let it all glorify you. Be with me this evening, Lord. Give me the thoughts and the words to put out to your people to encourage them and to glorify you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your hand upon so many across Florida, Lord, your hand of protection. We thank you for that. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, again, Remnant, phone lines are open, 307-745-5913, and we'd be glad to take your call. Lots going on. You know, Hurricane Milton, Uncle Milton, just kind of blew through Florida. Lots of sincere prayer. I know people that I've seen the last few days. I've asked to pray for those in Florida. And I've had many ask me to pray and ask for prayers. There were some, quite a few heartfelt prayers, I can tell you, offered up. We saw this, tropical storm, that was numbered and then went into a very mild type one hurricane. And then in less than 24 hours had just grown and magnified and you might even say just exploded into this type 4, type 5. They might need to make a new type 6 type of hurricane. 150, 180 mile an hour winds, 220 mile an hour wind gusts, some of the lowest barometric pressures that have ever been recorded in a hurricane. Talk about the perfect storm and had its eye right on Central Florida. All the models showed that. Florida took, the governor and the people down there, they took it seriously, you know, having, seeing the destruction, Hurricane Helene just a couple weeks ago brought to them and then continued to flood and bring destruction up into the Carolinas. And the people of Florida, I think, took it seriously. I've got family down there. I've been in touch with them. They're all fine. They are all fine. my brother-in-law Steve. I was staying in touch with him and asked him how it went. And I want to read you the text. He said, Richard, this is Steve on my son-in-law's phone. I have no service, but we are all good. And then in all caps, the Lord did deliver. And I think he voiced the opinion for so many down there. Spoke to my sister, and she said, you know, it was just a miracle of God. She lives on one side of I-4. My brother lives on the other side. They never lost power. Cell service is down, but they never lost power. Winds, limbs are down. Probably had tornado ripping through the backyard. Said they had an outside refrigerator that ended up on the opposite end of the 19 acres. So, yeah, that was probably a little tornado. But God delivered. And I think even before then that, as we have been praying and been praying hard and fervently these last few days, and Remnant, I thank you for your prayers. I know that you too have been praying, and sure, thank you for that. And Florida took a hit, but it wasn't near as bad as it could have been. This Type 5, Class 5 hurricane with 180-mile-an-hour winds and 220-mile-an-hour wind gusts, and there's very few things that can withstand that for long, especially at 100% humidity when it's blowing basically a wall of water, okay? And right before it hit, it downgraded. It calmed, you might say. Didn't go away, but it went from a Type 5 to a Type 4 to a Type 3 when it hit just south of Tampa Bay. Sure brought some flood with it, but not the 12-foot storm surge that they were warning and anticipating. And talking with people down there today, you know, and looking at the news, several hundred thousand people evacuated, and it's good that they did. It is. It's. I do. You know, if you live on the ocean, you live on the coast, you have to be aware of those kind of things. And I'm glad that they did get out and that they're safe. But when it came on shore, 100-mile-an-hour winds, certainly destructive, but not near what 180 and 220 are. And my sister said when it passed them right in the middle of the state, when it crossed them, it was down to a Type 2 hurricane. And so, again, and I've seen reports from other family members that said that was just the scariest thing they've ever been through. The wind howling. I had a couple reports of that. The wind howling outside and just noises they'd never heard before. And it all pitch black. And so, it's out here in Wyoming, where it's 72 degrees today and blue skies and got to work outside and just a beautiful day today. It's kind of hard to fathom some of that. But it was a tough night. But our Lord is there. And our King Jesus Christ was with his people. I want to read Psalms 91. I shared that with a few people yesterday going into people down there in the storm going into it. And, I know of a Christian family that lives just about an hour away from Asheville. Now, you know, Asheville got hit pretty dang hard a couple weeks ago, along with most of the Carolinas, at least Western Carolina. And they're only about an hour away. And was just didn't know what to think. You know, didn't know what was going on there. But, you know, come to find out that, their power blinked on and off, but never went out. Now, this is some Christians I know up in North Carolina. Their road didn't get washed out, didn't have any damage, had a little bit of wind, a little bit of rain. And their son and his family, Same thing. Oh, lost power a couple hours, but everything was fine. And I know that that is the protection of Psalms 91. And I know that there are those of the remnant that are there in Florida that just went through Hurricane Milton, that there might have been death and destruction over here on the right side and death and destruction over there on the left. But it didn't come right here. And we praise God for that. We do. We do. I want to read Psalms 91. He who dwells in the shelter, or the secret, my reference Bible calls that, the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and bulwark. Verse 5, you will not be afraid of the terror by night, or of the arrow that flies by day, or the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or of the destruction that lays waste at noon. And the reference Bible for that destruction says plague. Verse 7, 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense, the reward of the wicked. For you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. For he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, that you do not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread, you will walk upon the lion and cobra. The young lion and the serpent you will trample down. Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high, because he has known my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life I will satisfy him, and let him see my salvation. And folks, again, I think we've seen that. I know I have. I have, with people that I know and that I care for, that I pray for. I know that this is just what has happened, that they have been set securely on high. Guess what? The floods came, right? The rain came down and the floods came up. And the rain came down and the floods came up. You remember that old song? And the house on the rock. The house is built on Jesus Christ. The house is, oh, not perfect. No, not perfect, the people that dwell in them. No, they're sinners like you and me. But they acknowledge Jesus Christ. And those houses stood firm. Now, I'm not saying the ones that didn't believe in him, not at all. But I know of some that are built on that rock, and they stood firm. And Psalms 91 tells us that. I will set him securely on high. And so, you know, folks, we've been, last few newsletters, we've got Volume 10 in the mail, and I think many of you are getting Volume 10 now. And, you know, we've been promoting the last several. We've been, Jason in the letter from the editor has been, you know, pray Psalms 83, pray Psalms 91. God hears those prayers and answers them. He does. And so, that's good. That is a good thing. Now, folks, remember, there are many, You know, in the Carolinas, western North Carolina, that was devastated by Hurricane Helene, the flooding and the landslides, mudslides and whatnot, they are recovering. There's recovery, you know, underway. There are still, I mean, roads and bridges out and power and water systems out and things like that. And so, you know, we have seen people go and help people, help their neighbors. We've seen the action part of the second greatest commandment of love your neighbor as yourself. And I don't recall seeing that in Mexico ever, or hearing about it, reading about it in the news. I don't recall seeing and hearing and reading about things like that happening in China or Japan or places like that, or India or Ethiopia or Botswana or any of those other places. And it's because that law is not on their heart. Remember, that's the new covenant, is I'll write my laws, statutes, and judgments on their heart. See, that's one of the marks of Israel. That's one of the marks of knowing who we are. Well, whether you know it or not, but it's who we are. It is. And so it is encouraging, folks. It's an opportunity to share this truth with others. You know, there's so many people that, you know, whether they had a four-wheeler to go help or a helicopter or anything in between, they just went to help. And because it's a law written on their heart, it's part of their DNA. And I don't think many of them understand why. They just know it's what they do, right? It's what they do. But keep the recovery efforts, keep the rebuilding and whatnot efforts in your prayers. Many of those people, they are part of us. They are our people. They may not know it or not, but they are. And many have lost everything. They have, and that's disheartening. It is, but. Remember what we read, and we talked about it a few weeks ago, but it's a great scripture. It's 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. Again, 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort that which we ourselves are comforted by God. And so he comforts us in our affliction so we can comfort others in theirs. I think it's proper to say he blesses us at times so that we can bless others when the need is there. And so I hope that... it's encouraging again to see that, So, Remnant, I hope that again, you can, have the opportunity that as you see these things, as you see, people, you know, taking time off work, spending time and money and energy, blood, sweat, and tears and whatnot to go help these people, that are in distress, that have been through these trials. That is true Christianity. That is obeying the second commandment that Jesus said, you know, love your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And the second is like it, love your neighbors yourself. And that's what that's doing. And when we see that, that is pleasing to our God. It is. And now there's more opportunity for that in Florida. There really is. There's more opportunity down there. And so, again, keep those people in Western Carolina in your prayers, but also those in Florida. Most of the state was impacted, and so I do encourage you to pray for them. Well, lots of others going on in current events. Haven't had a big chance. Worked outside all day today. Didn't get a chance to really watch the news. And, of course, Florida's been on my mind and in my prayers the last few days. That's where my focus has been. We did get some prayers out this week, and Brother Paul joined me. We got those prayed for last night, and we are encouraged by that. You know, with the election, people are going to believe what they want to believe. You know, in Matthew, we read, I don't have it right here in front of me. I'm open in Romans right now, but Matthew tells us, you know, by our words, we are justified, and by our words, we are condemned. You know, Proverbs talks about the power of the tongue, right? Is like a rudder in a ship that that turns it this way and that, and the tongue is that way as well. And I think in Matthew, when it talks about that it reiterates that the words that we choose, the words that we use, what we bless, what we curse, what we cling to, if it's part of the filth of the world, well, you know, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. I think we read about that in Proverbs as well. And so, you know, sometimes when we say things maybe we don't want to, we say things that we shouldn't as born-again Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, sometimes we might need to be convicted and think, you know, why would I say that? You know, is that what my heart is full of? And so we do have to watch at ourselves, but you know, we can see that in others. And so, you know, I would say apply that to the presidential candidates. By their words, they're either justified or condemned. By their words, what they say according to the Word of God. The Word of God is truth, and we can judge against that. And so if you have a candidate that is proclaiming Christ, that is doing or trying to do what is biblical, well, that's a positive. If you have a candidate that is speaking things like stealing, killing, and destroying, whether it's people or this America that we have as a nation, well, they're letting you know. They are letting you know. And so you just have to make that decision. And anyway, so... Phone lines are open. We've still got a few more minutes tonight. 307-745-5913 if you'd like to give a call. Maybe we'll play a quick song. Let me go grab. I didn't bring a bottle of water with me. And I'm going to read a little bit here in Romans. Had somebody send me an email on this, and I thought it was worth sharing. And but we'll be back right after this. Again, phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. We'll be right back.
God created by human hands. not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. You are God. That's what you are.
Amen to that. Well, praise the Lord. You know, there was a storm described in Matthew 14. That's when Jesus walks on the water, right? And he calls out to Peter, and Peter gets out and walks with him. You know, there was a, I don't know if it was a full hurricane, but it was a storm. The waves were there. They were out on the water. The waves were rocking the boat. And I saw a good summary, and I shared this with friends and family down in Florida as well. As the storm was rolling in, my sister had, you know, shared with me, and again today, just how stressful it's been. Because it is stressful. But we talked a little bit about that, and you know, the storm that was there, and when Jesus called to Peter, and when Peter focused on Jesus, he defied the laws of gravity. He was in the grasp of the Lord, and he got out and walked on the water. But it wasn't very long that he, he started focusing on the storm again, right? He says, when he looked at the waves, he began to sink, right? What am I doing? There's this storm here. See, the storm had not abated, right? When he got out, it was just what his focus was on. He was focused on Christ. And when he focused on Christ, he did the undoable. He did what is physically impossible. He defied the laws of gravity. And he walked on the water with Christ. I think there's a great lesson there. Now, whether we're, I don't think we have to necessarily walk on water, but I think the summary is that, you know, when we focus on Jesus, that the physical doesn't matter. We overcome the physical. And so, you know, when we focus on Christ, guess what? The storm comes and they may fall over here. And they may more may fall over here at the right hand, but like Psalms 91 says, it doesn't come nigh unto thee. Now, I believe that. I do. And so what I shared with them was just a quick summary, and it's a summary of Matthew 14, 22 through 33, but it's focus on me, capital M, meaning Jesus Christ, not the storm. Again, easier said than done. We try to comfort. I've sure tried to do that. We try to be prepared for the storms of life. So when they do come, whether they're hurricanes or blizzards or, you know, health problems, emergencies at 11 p.m., whatever it may be, that we focus on Him and not the storm. And so I think we can all apply that. I think we can all look at that. And I encourage you, go back and read Matthew 14, 22 through 33. There's so much there. But when we focus on Christ, we can do the impossible. We read about that, right? I can do all things through Him who strengthens me, through Christ Jesus. And He works all things for good for those that love Him. And these are scriptures, you know, in these days that we're in, these storms that have hit America are just a prelude. I mean, we're in a storm, a spiritual storm, a spiritual battle for sure. Well, how are we going to get through? What is our refuge? What is our, you know, the preppers? Boy, the preppers have been just exploding on this. Oh, you make sure you got this. You should have had that. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's some good lessons learned there in the physical. But boy, we need some of those in the spiritual as well, right? Focus on me, he says, and not the storm. Got a couple verses in Romans 12 I wanted to share also. I know we're kind of running out of time tonight. I think I've still got time, but a couple here. Romans 12 talks about dedicated service. I don't put too much into those subtitles, subheadings, but but Romans 12 talks about, in verse 2 it says, do not be conformed to this world. You know, we are in the world. We got to pay taxes like everybody else does in the world. We got to buy gas and food and everything else, like the grocery store and go to the dentist and the eye doctor and have all those things. You know, got to have a house to live in and a vehicle to drive and all that. But it says, don't be conformed to this world or age. And I think it's interesting to, again, the reference Bible, mine says that do not be conformed to this world or to this age, you know, to the just the way things, the way the wind's blowing this year. Do not be conformed to it. Don't let it make your decisions for you. It says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. And so when we're not conformed to the world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind, and I think that seems to me that that speaks just to baptism partially, or it could be interpreted as a baptism as well. That's when we are renewed, when the old is done away with, and the new, right, when we're born again, when we are a new creature. And that way we prove. And then dropping on down, verse 9, it says, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. See, there again, there's that love your neighbor as yourself. And this takes it, just expands on it a little bit more, gives a few details. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. Not lagging behind in diligence. Okay, so we are to be diligent. We're not to lag behind. You know, we're not to be 40 steps back behind on being diligent. We're to pay attention. That means to, like my granny used to say, be particular. Pay attention. Be diligent, purposeful, I think it means. It says, be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation. Yeah, you know, it ain't always sunshine is 72 degrees here at the Radio Ranch. Sometimes, you know, sometimes it's 40 below with a wind chill. And other times it's always like that. But we are to persevere in tribulation. Who wants to do that? I don't want tribulation, much less, you know, to continue on in it. But persevering means you continue on. When the tribulation comes, and I'm not talking about the rapture, but when tribulations, trials, it's what we've been talking about, the storms of life. We persevere through them. We don't give up. We don't turn to the bottle or to drugs or to anything else. We persevere in tribulation. It says devoted to prayer. You got to be like a Daniel, right? Prayed morning, noon, and night. Nothing wrong with that. Devoted to prayer. Contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality, right? Practicing hospitality. See, these are, when we do these things, these are, see, it comes after the renewing your mind, right? Being transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so when we read these things, I know, let me tell you, I was pricked on one of these right here that I need to improve in my life, because I want to be renewed in my mind. I want to prove what the perfect will of God is. I want to prove to what is good and acceptable and perfect, just like others proved it to me. And so, never been a better time to be doing these things. People are looking, people are wanting, people are seeing that the you know, there's more to Christianity than the hogwash they're getting from so many of these Judeo-Christian pulpits. We read on verse 14, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. See, that's part of that practicing hospitality. It really is. You know, that is what we are to do. We are to care for one another. We are to contribute to the needs of the saints and devoted to prayer. Verse 16 says, be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. And really all of that was getting to where I wanted to get, and that's verse 17. Had our brother share this with me, and I wanted to share it with you. But so starting in, again, Romans 12, verse 17, never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Whew, that's kind of hard, right? Sometimes that revenge, right, is a dish best served cold, right? Well, see, that's the flesh. That's the world that we're not to be conformed to. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. I saw a saying, I don't know what you'd call it, a meme or a saying or something, that said it's better to be a warrior in the garden than to be a gardener in a war. And I think that ties in with this right here. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. See, that's not a commandment. Be at peace with all men. It's not. But it says, if possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Verse 19, never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Now that's a hard one. That's a hard one. We are to not be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And so we have to read these scriptures. We have to meditate on them. We have to think about them. We have to do our best to apply them and to pray for wisdom and discernment in applying them. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Verse 20, but if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. How about that? It's kind of hard to heap burning coals without doing that. You can go back to 2 Kings 6 and read about that if you want, or also Proverbs 25. Verse 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Again, verse 2 of Romans 12, do not be conformed to this world. Now we're in it. We are part of it. We have to be, but we're not of it. We're not conformed to it. We're in it, but not of it, right? But we are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So that was encouraging to me when I had just this verse 17 to 21 sent to me today, and I thought that was interesting. And then I go in and look at it and reading it, and it's like, oh, but right here in 12, why? Look at that. There's more to it there. There's some intro and preview to it. And that when we do that very thing, we prove, as it says, that we are not conformed to the world, but we prove that we have been transformed, that we're out of that kingdom of darkness, and we've been transferred into His marvelous kingdom of light. Well, Remnant, that's about all the voice I got. That's all I got for you tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your prayers and your support that allow us to be here, allow us to continue with Pastor Peter's messages streaming 24/7, going into all the world and spreading the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Do invite you to join us on Saturday morning. Would love to have a cup of coffee with you. We'll be here, good Lord willing, Saturday morning. At scriptures4america.org or sfawbn.com. That's our websites. And we'll be here Saturday morning, 7 a.m. Mountain, 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern, and 6 a.m. on the West Coast. So we hope you'll join us for coffee and then, of course, for church as well on Sunday. So God bless Remnant, and let me make sure I got a song here to go out with. Should have had that ready beforehand. Nevertheless, here it is. God bless.
Is